If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you say it's...
It's a sprinkle, or a light shower.
Can you tell me all the variations and all the varieties of rain?
Well, I'd say a sprinkle would be the lightest. A drizzle would be a little heavier than that. Then really a shower. Then I guess what you normally call a general rain, soft rain. Then be thunderstorms and gully washers. Stuff like that. They would all really be heavy depending on whether they're long or short. Even if they're long or short, I think they'd all be, you know, heavy downpour. Okay. Be the heaviest.
What do you call the heavy white mist that hangs around?
Fog.
And how do you describe the weather?
Foggy.
Okay. If there's no rain for weeks and weeks, you say you're having
a drought.
If the wind's been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say it's doing well.
It's picking up.
If it's just the opposite, it's been strong for a long time, it's getting lighter.
Dying down.
Have you heard it's letting up?
No.
All right. On a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors, and you find it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, the kind of weather you like to be out in, you say, this morning it's rather...
Brisk.
Okay. If it was cold enough last night to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might say, last night we had...
Frost.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
Freeze.
Last night it got so cold.
Froze.
And it had...
Frost? Ice on it?
It had already...
Frozen.
Okay. Would you divide the city into its quadrants or its sections?
Sections, you mean geographically or by neighborhoods? Geographically?
Well, do it both ways.
Alright, basically there's the northeastern section of the city, eastern section, southern section, northern section, northwestern and southwestern and far western, if you want to consider the best.
And are these political
divisions? Not really. They may be. Shortly, since there's a bill now to have single member districts for the city council, and I don't know exactly how they would be divided, but they'd be roughly along those lines somehow.
Well, by political, I meant everybody agrees on, as far as like the post office goes. Are they actually drawn on?
Yeah, there are. Those are basically street definitions.
That's what I thought. I noticed that there wasn't a north and south.
Yeah.
It's more than that. Like 3rd Avenue North.
Yeah, those are, I mean, they're basically, you know, those are the general areas. Those are how the streets are broken down.
And it would have a 3rd Avenue, you could have a third, like a third street maybe?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You probably wouldn't, I mean, because, you know, some of the areas like the south has a lot of named streets in it. The western area has a lot of numbered streets. But basically, you know, the streets in south, southwest, northwest, northeast.
Do you consider the main offices of the big banks to be located?
Downtown.
Alright. How about, is there another part of town where big office buildings are located, like downtown?
Not really. I mean, that's the major areas of business would be downtown, and then there's the medical center in Southside.
Okay. Is there an uptown?
Not really, no.
Alright,
uptown would probably be the civic center area.
Okay. Where are the oldest and largest stores and shops located?
They're downtown, too, mostly along 19th Street and along 20th Street.
Are the best stores in the same area, or are they somewhere else?
Yeah, and along 2nd and 3rd Avenues.
Okay.